So briefly talk to God and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to pray, to help you to hear the word of God, to help you receive the word of God and be blessed by the word. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to help us this morning. Holy Spirit, help me this morning to help me to receive the word and be blessed by your word. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me to worship God this morning. Help me to pray and pray through this morning. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me today. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, mighty Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we worship. I want you to turn your Bible with me to Psalm 71. The book of Psalm 71. I want to thank God for the person that God used to provide the new wireless mic for the Lord. So the kind of mic that Benny Hinn and all these apostles use, we thank God for that. God bless the person really good. Amen. I want to thank God for all those that have been giving one thing or the other to the church. Somebody brought a new hoover for the church as well. We thank God. We dedicate all this in the name of Jesus. And we pray that God's blessing will be multiplied unto us in Jesus' name. You will be next in the turn to be a blessing unto the church of God. I'll be next in turn to be a blessing in Jesus' name. It's when you are blessed that you can be a blessing. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Psalm 71 verse 21. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I think God is talking about me there. God is talking about Oyetunji there. Say, you shall increase my greatness. God shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Say loud and clear, God shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. God shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Turn to the person by your side. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. You are not saying as if you mean it. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. My dickness, God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. My daughter, God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Turn to somebody else. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Turn to the next person. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. God shall increase your greatness. You are not saying it. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus, my God shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. In the name of Jesus. I declare that the Almighty God shall increase your greatness. The one in whose hand it is to make great shall increase your greatness. It shall increase your greatness. Whether your enemy likes or not, God shall increase your greatness. I say, God shall increase your greatness. It shall increase your greatness financially. It shall increase your greatness spiritually. It shall increase your greatness materially. In your business, God shall increase your greatness. In your business, God shall increase your greatness. God shall increase your greatness. I say in your career, my God shall increase your greatness. In your job, God shall increase your greatness. In your job, God shall increase your greatness. You shall be promoted from a supervisor to a manager. You shall be promoted from a manager to a senior manager. From a senior manager, you shall become a director. You shall become an owners of companies. Owners of companies. Owners of businesses. My God shall increase your greatness. My God shall increase your greatness. The God of Israel, in whose hand it is to make grace, shall increase your greatness. In the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, I receive. I receive the power to be great and to increase in greatness. I receive the power. I receive the favor. I receive the connection. I receive the anointing. I receive the open doors to move to a new level of greatness. To move to a new level of greatness. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, the entrance of your word giveth light, and it gives understanding to the simple. Give your people light through your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Give them understanding through your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Move them to a new level through your word in the name of Jesus. Remove burdens through your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Break yoke through your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Empower your people to prosper through your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Grant your people understanding through your word this morning in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. If you believe, shout hallelujah. If you believe, say yes, Lord, I believe. You are increasing my greatness, I believe. You are increasing my greatness, I believe. Even in the midst of economic recession, you are increasing my greatness, I believe. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated in His awesome presence. Want to thank God with sense of responsibility that we are going to our fasting period from tomorrow by the grace of God for 21 days. It is strategic number 21, and I believe that God will do awesome things in our life during this period in the mighty name of Jesus. As we are fasting, we are about to engage in fasting, so we want to throw a bit of light on fasting, the blessedness of fasting. There is great blessing when you chasten yourself before God and you fast unto the Lord. There is great blessings in it. So we'll be examining some of these aspects this morning. Sorry, we didn't have prayer intercession period because I have to go somewhere else very soon. So we have to give way to the message earlier. Amen. Isaiah chapter 58. The book of prophet Isaiah chapter 58. Whenever God calls His people to fast, it is for a purpose. Fasting is a wonderful exercise for believers. And when you look at Isaiah 58, we see that it is possible for the people of God to fast, and the fast is not acceptable. It is possible to fast, to chasten yourself before God for many days, and the fasting is not acceptable unto God. It might be, it can be an exercise in futility.
Your own fasting will not be an exercise in futility in Jesus' name. So when you look at Isaiah 58, the Lord was speaking here to his people. In verse 1, he said, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice? They were bothered that it seemed that they were not getting any result or gains of their fasting. And God broke through to them and revealed what was happening to them. God then began to explain to them the reason behind failure, the experience in the place of fasting. In the next verse, verse 4, he said, in fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure. So God began to explain why. And exploit all your laborers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate and strike with the feast of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? So God was explaining to them that you said you are fasting, but there are some things that you are doing that is breaking the fasting. There are things that are doing that is disqualifying your exercise. So as we fast during this period, we need to take note of some few things that can block the gains, the blessings of fasting. Number one that was mentioned was they do things for their own pleasure, in their own ways. What they were doing before, they continue to do it. They continue to seek for their own personal pleasures. Ways to that appease, things of pleasure are things to that appease to our flesh. You know some things that you are doing that appeal to your flesh. So when we go to this period of fasting, what God is saying that you have to change your ways. Things that you are doing that appeal to the flesh, that does not please God, you have to make up your mind to do away with them during this period. If the fasting is to be acceptable unto God. For example, if you are given to, watching television all the day long, and you don't have time for the things of God, you don't have time whereby you call your family together to look at the word of God, to share the word of God together, you don't have time to pray together as a family, you don't put God number one. You put other things first. Those are the things that is our pleasure that displeases God. When you're supposed to be in the church, you are at home. And your heart of heart, you know that a program is going on in the church. You're supposed to participate in that program. It's excusable if you are working and you have to be absent. It's excusable if you are at quite a long distance and you don't have a means of transport to the church. But when you have opportunity to be in God's presence and you put other things ahead of God, then that is doing your pleasure. You are still staying in your comfort zone. You don't have any plan at all to read the Bible. No plan to read the Bible. Some of us, it's only Sunday, we open our Bible to read. That is what God is saying about your pleasure. You don't take time to know his ways. The Bible says he made his ways known unto Moses, but his act to the children of Israel. The children of Israel just saw the miracles that God was performing. They don't know his ways, his precepts, what and what God loves, what and what God hates. So they are always in conflict with God. And that's why God said, these are stiff-necked people. You know? Why? Because they don't take time to know the ways of God. Praise the Lord. The other one mentioned is that they fast to Isaiah 58. They fast to exploit all your laborers. When they fast, they still do things that of exploitation. They still exploit their laborers. They still cheat. They cheat others. Some even cheat God. If not many, we cheat God. We exploit God by not paying our tithes, by not giving what is due to God. Malachi chapter 3 says, you have robbed me, you old nation. They said, wherein have we robbed you? God said, in paying your tithes and in the giving of your offerings. Say, you have robbed me. When we continue to exploit God, he will not be happy. So the fasting might not be acceptable unto him. Or we are unfaithful to our colleagues, to our friends. We promise one thing, we do another thing. We exploit others. When you are fasting and you are exploiting others, God will not be happy. He said they fast for strife and debate. They fast for strife. They still continue to fast, to strive, to debate, to argue, to strike with the fist. In other words, they still engage in fighting during fasting. Have you not seen a believer who engaged in boxing duel with other people, and they are Christians? No matter the level of provocation, when you are fasting, you withdraw yourself for your fasting not to be negated. And the devil seeks occasions to annoy you, whether at home, whether in your working place, whether on the road. The devil seeks occasion to annoy believers. Praise the Lord. I went for evangelism yesterday, and in the entrance to the car park, another driver came and blocked it. And I was honing, move this car away after the way so that I can go my way. They will do things that will bring annoyance to you. You have to uphold yourself. You have to speak to yourself that I refuse to be annoyed. I refuse to fight. I refuse to argue. I refuse to quarrel, so that my fasting will not be an exercise in futility. Your fasting will not be an exercise in futility in Jesus' name. He said also that when they fast to show off. They by covering themselves with sackcloth, they fast to show off that I too can fast, to prove they are spiritual as well. Some people fast to show off that they too can fast. Those instead of fasting to worship God or fasting to humble themselves before God or fasting to be empowered for God for greater works. Some people, they fast because other people are fasting. They say, okay, the pastor said, we should fast, let me also fast. There is no purpose. They don't believe God for breakthrough in their business. You don't believe God for deliverance from those old habits. They don't believe God for empowerment so that they can serve God better. So that they can be refined and be able to serve God better. What is the purpose of your fasting? You need to know that during this period, for your fasting to be acceptable, you have to avoid show off. You have to avoid, you have to present yourself still properly. You have to avoid argument, debates. Avoid somebody that will annoy you during this period. And I pray that the grace God will give unto you in Jesus' name. Then God now went on to tell them the purposes of fasting. Verse 6 says, is it not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness? Let somebody say, to loose the bonds of wickedness. To loose the bonds of wickedness. Number 2, to undo every burden. Number 3, to let the oppressed go free. Number 4, to break every yoke. That's the first aspect of fasting. When you fast, what you can believe God for, what will take place is that you discover that bonds of wickedness will be broken. Whether from any angle, God normally breaks bonds of wickedness during fasting. Yokes of the enemy. Somebody is under one affliction, manipulation of the other. During fasting, those things normally go. During fasting, every yoke of enslavement is broken. Why? Because you present yourself in the right attitude to God. Your spirit mind is open to God, for God to deal with. Your flesh is subdued. The power of God will be able to move through you and break every yoke of the enemy. I pray that during these 21 days of fasting, whatever be the yoke of oppression of the enemy in your life, they shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Whatever burden the world has placed on you that is not yours, they will be lifted in the name of Jesus. I say, burdens of the world over your head will be lifted in the name of Jesus. Burdens of the enemy over your family will be lifted during this period in the name of Jesus. Fasting helps to remove burdens. It helps to break yokes. It helps to break the bonds of wickedness. And that's why you must make use of every minute of this fasting. Prayer meetings will be going on in the morning. For those that can come, 6 to 7:15, keep the fire burning. And during the evening services, we'll be praying as well. And on the last week of the fasting, we'll be praying for specific categories of people. On the last, we'll let you know which day apply to what a particular case of the other by the grace of God. Amen. The period of fasting is a period where you share with others, where you give alms, where you share with others. According to verse 7, it's a period you care for others. You think about others' well-being. You think about your relations' well-being. You don't hide yourself from your own flesh. is a period you do works of mercy and charity. Verse 10 says, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. He said, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness. Somebody's light shall dawn in the darkness this period. Somebody's darkness shall be as noonday this period. In the name of Jesus. Period of fasting is a period to care for others. To show love and concern for others. To look beyond yourself and see, who can I minister to? Who can I support? Who can I put smile on their faces? It's a period. God said, if you do that, he said, your light shall break forth. It's also a period, number three, main point, of honoring God and his holy day. It's a period of honoring God and his holy day. In verse 11, it says, the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. And then verse 13, he said, if you turn your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. You can see, when you honor God, it's a period of honoring God, doing things that are pleasing to God. Think on doing things that will please God. Things in pleasing God. You have not been spending time coming to worship him. Spend time in worshiping him. You have not been paying attention in some areas. Pay attention of giving. Something that will make God to be pleased, to be happy with you. You have not supported God's work, supported his servant. Do it. Something that will please God. That we honor God. The period of fasting is also a period of speaking the truth, the right things. Speaking the truth, speaking the right things. That's what verse 13 is telling us. Not speaking your own words. That is speaking the word of God, speaking the truth, communicating with God, communicating his word. Speaking the word of God to others. Praying for others. Standing in the place of prayer on behalf of the others. That is what is acceptable to God. In the Old Testament, you discover that they fast. When they fast, they abstain from food. They humble themselves before God. They went on through intercession, through pleading for themselves and for the people of God. Time will not permit us to study the life of Daniel. It was a period when Daniel was mourning, was before God crying for his people, for his nation. It's a period of interceding for others, for your family, those that have not yet saved, those that are behaving wrongly, things that are not going right. It's things that are not going right, whether in your life, in your family, in your church, or in your community, in your nation. It's a period to pray for this nation, that God will continue his work of shaking all every ungodly foundation, that God will continue to shake in this nation. We've started to pray before, and then we saw something happening in the parliament. We need to continue to pray. It is now happening in the news, in the media section. It will be going like that. Everything that is ungodly in the foundation of this nation, they shall be rooted out in the name of Jesus. The Lord will root them out in the name of Jesus. It's a period of pleading for the nation, for your family. It's a period of earnest seeking of God's face. Earnest seeking. God said in Jeremiah 29:10-13, he said, if you search me with your whole heart, you will find me.
If you search for me with your whole heart, you will find me. It's a period of seeking God earnestly with our whole heart.
And may God honor your prayer this period in Jesus' name.
In the Old Testament, they fast
so that they can avert divine wrath.
If there is a divine judgment coming upon an individual, a family, or a nation, when you fast, you can God can avert it.
God can avert divine wrath. We remember the people of Nineveh,
Jonah preached unto them, and they went into fasting. So God wanted to destroy the whole city, but God repented.
Any divine judgment that is trying to come upon your life, this period, may God repent concerning them in the name of Jesus. May God avert evil concerning you in the name of Jesus.
When you look at Jesus' kind of fasting, before I round up,
Jesus was not legalistic when he talks about fasting. He allowed God to lead him in fasting. He said that he doesn't fast. You should not fast like the hypocrite we do to show off. Jesus fasted for 40 days and he was tempted. In Matthew chapter 4. So the fact that you are fasting does not mean you will not be tempted. He said that disciples also will fast. And he said that some things might not go except by prayer and fasting. So he associated prayer with fasting. When you fast and you don't pray, it is like hunger strike. So you must schedule times of prayer when you fast. Hallelujah. Schedule times of prayer. Otherwise, it will be an hunger strike. But when you add prayer to fasting, it is powerful. Jesus said that mountains can be removed by that. Your faith can develop and increase to a level that obtains your miracle. This period, you will obtain your miracle in Jesus' name. I say you will obtain your miracle in Jesus' name. When you do that, God said that when you fast in a correct manner, your light will break forth like the morning. Your healing will spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed before you. And the Bible also says this very important statement. It says in verse 9, I will conclude with that because of time. It says, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. He said, you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. This period, when you call upon God, God will hear your cry. God will hear your prayer. When you cry unto him, he will answer you. He will say, here I am, my daughter. Here I am, my son. What do you want? Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. He said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, he said, call upon me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Cry unto God, that Father, every obstacle to my fasting, let it be removed. In the name of Jesus, every weakness in fasting, every doubt and unbelief in fasting, let it be removed. Anything that will say I will not reap the gains of this fasting, let it be removed. Hear my prayer during this period of fasting. Long time, please. Let them become testimony. Let mountains be removed in my life during this period of fasting. Let my life break forth like the morning during this period of fasting. Lord, let my head spring forth speedily during this period of fasting. Let your glory be revealed in my life, in my situation, during this period of fasting in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray.
Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray. Lord, let this fasting be enjoyable unto me. Let it not be a struggle. Thank you, gracious Father. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for your word, O God. We will run with it in the name of Jesus. Father, your son that you've used, O Father, you will bless him too. Thank you, O gracious King. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord.